My name is Clementine, and ever since my younger sister Hallie died 2 years ago, I have not been right. Something is really wrong with me, with my heart and my mind, and maybe even my soul, if we have souls. One typical autumn day when I was 12 and Hallie was 9, we went to school at Morning Glory Montessori like we always did. We ate toasted frozen waffles in the car because we were running late. We forgot to kiss Mom goodbye because we were running late. We dropped into our seats in our different classes just before our teachers called our names in roll call because we were running late.
Here.
I could hear Hallie respond from down the hall.
Here.
I answered my own teacher a nanosecond later. Hallie did her fourth grade stuff, state capitals and long division and tuck everlasting. And I did my sixth grade stuff, negative numbers and ancient Greece and the giver. Then we went to the cafeteria, and Hallie sat with her friends at the no peanut table. And I went in the kitchen and made myself a peanut butter and jelly because school was the only place I could have one because of Hallie's peanut allergy. While I was eating, my best friend Virginia talked about why cats were better than dogs, and Luna talked about some new K-pop group. And all of a sudden, there was a big commotion. Kids screaming and teachers running, and from across the cafeteria, Virginia's little sister Celeste screamed,
"Clementine! It's Hallie! Her peanut allergy!"
I went running so fast, but somehow the EMTs beat me to her. They were putting her on a stretcher and working on her at the same time and moving fast. "I'm her sister," I kept saying to them, and to Hallie. "I'm right here. You're okay." Except she wasn't okay. And I haven't been okay either ever since. Sometimes at night, when I close my eyes, I see comets and shooting stars exploding. And no matter how hard I squeeze my eyes shut, I can't make them go away. It's like my own personal 4th of July on the backs of my eyelids. Although this may sound wonderful, let me tell you, it is not. All I want to do is sleep, and there are pyrotechnics in there. Other times, it's sounds that I hear. Sounds like footsteps in the hall. Or a door opening and then closing very slowly. Or somebody breathing really close to me. If I sit up and shout, "Get out!" my mother comes running in and turns on the light and says, "Oh, Clementine. What is it this time?" In a voice that is so sad and resigned and weary that I want to tell her it was just a bad dream. But Mom knows better. So I say, "Breathing," or "footsteps," or "door," or whatever it was, and she sits on the bed next to me. Sometimes she takes my hand in her calloused ones. Sometimes she covers her face in her hands and bows her head and maybe cries, or else tries not to cry. Ever since Hallie died, Mom has become an obsessive crafter, which is why her hands are calloused. From holding knitting needles and felting needles and hot glue guns, darning needles and crochet hooks and yarn and embroidery floss. She used to have soft hands, and these new, rough ones kind of freak me out. Like someone took over her body and replaced it with a hard shell. All the craft projects freak me out, too. Suddenly we have pillows with dumb sayings everywhere. "Be your own kind of beautiful. Bless this mess. Naps fix everything." And miles of scarves and needle-pointed kittens and tropical birds on junk shop footstools. If I manage to not shout, and Mom doesn't know what I've heard, I might hyperventilate. So I keep brown paper lunch bags on my nightstand and breathe into them nice and slow. Inhale and count to three, and exhale and count to three. Inhale and count to three, and exhale and count to three. Over and over.